End of September is already here. Oh my gosh, where did the summer go? It's time for the fall here in Wisconsin. You see, we got a little bit of a sweater on. You know, it's getting to be that nice little chill in the air for a little bit here and there. Mental Health Monday for September is what today's show is all about. And it's really something that is, I view it as a simple concept, but I don't know necessarily that it is. And it's basically about how to press on, right? In the face of adversity, when shit does not go right. So this previous summer has probably been the worst summer, I would say, of my life. For various reasons, health concerns with my wife, work, bullshit in my house, all these other things, one thing after another. My house, if you guys have ever seen the movie Money Pit, starts to feel like that after a while when you're a homeowner, and I am in the midst of that. Like, I find one thing, fix it, oh shit, did you know this was it? And it just keeps going and going and going. And so at points, you just sort of, you want to give up, right? But you can't. You can't. At least not the way that I view life. You can't give up. The only way to move on is to move through it. And it has not been easy to keep that mentality, especially as shit just continues to stack. But what keeps me level, honestly, is talking about it. Whether it's right here with you, with my wonderful wife, with my therapist, shit, with my massage therapist. Anyone who asks a question, this stuff is coming out recently just because it's been a bit overwhelming. And I'm fortunate that what's going on in my business is pretty positive for the most part. Like, it's about growth, and it's about expansion, it's about all these other things, which is cool. But when you try and balance that against health and, you know, construction and the finances that come with that and the headaches of people and the ins, the outs, as mentioned on last week's show, the communication breakdowns, all these other things, it just kind of becomes too much. So I wonder, to anyone watching, listening, how is it that you handle how you press on? Because it's something that a lot of people just sort of, I think, we take for granted. At least I know I do that. I take for granted the ability to wake up, move on, and just keep going. Because again, to give up, to me, isn't really an option. It's not an option. But on those days when it feels like the only one, that's when shit can get pretty difficult. And I think that that's where we really start to dial in and talk about mental health. And mental health is everywhere right now. Everyone is talking about it. My concern is that we might be doing a lot of talking, but I'm not sure we're doing a lot of doing. And that's kind of what my point is here, is that you can talk about not being down, not doing this, not doing that, but your actions, how you actually move through life, will be what makes the difference. So I've been giving it a lot of thought as to regards of my approach to things. And although my approach is sometimes unrealistic, aggressive, over the top, it's all these things, it certainly can take a toll. And some people that are in, you know, in my inner circle that are aware of everything that's been going on sort of just text me like, man, it's pretty crazy. It's just one thing after another. How do you deal with it? And I always think to myself, well, how else can I deal with it? But what's really shown up to me, and this is something that I need to put out there and I need to work on much, much, much better, is that as much as I say to you right now that you have to press on, you have to move forward, the one thing that's followed me thus far in moving forward is anger. And a good bit of it. Whether I'm angry at the world for what happened to my wife, whether I'm angry at my house for even having bought its dumb ass all these years ago and all the things that are breaking, or whether it's an anger at people around me OEMs acting stupid, or, you know, EV, whatever it is, anything that could possibly set me off recently has done it. So while I have pushed through and I have moved on, I still harbor and carry a good amount of anger with me. And that anger is something that I need and must find a way to get rid of, because it will tear you apart from the inside out, probably faster than most things. And my wife has helped me realize that to a greater extent than anything ever in my life, because of the last 70 days, 75 days, 90 days, whatever it's been. And so it isn't just about putting on a brave face and proceeding with your life. It's about making sure you realize what other baggage you bring with you that you may keep buried. No different than stress. My wife and I had a conversation a couple days ago about stress and how she was worried about how stressed out I was, but I wasn't actually in that moment feeling that way. But then as we started to talk about it and I started using different words than stress, she sort of stopped the conversation. She said, well, let me just rewind real fast. All those words you use, it's just wordplay for the fucking word stress. So if you can just use that word, it would make it easier for you to understand where you were. And so again, stress, anger, baggage that I've been carrying with me without, I would say, realizing it, do you know? But I realized it through conversation. So here's what I recommend for a Mental Health Monday is go out and think about how you may be carrying things with you that are holding you back, even when shit is shitty. And you gotta feel bad about yourself and it's a woe is me pity party. You're free to have it in my world for about 5 minutes. But then we must press on. We must move forward. I hope you can all do the same thing. Hope you have a great end of September, and we will see you again next week.